الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the thing I want to remind myself and you is perhaps one of the most important things in deen as well as dunya, and that is consistency. The ability to deliver exactly the same thing time and time again. Consistency. Rasulullah ﷺ once came home and there was an elderly lady who was sitting with Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, and said Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha introduced the lady and said, this is so and so, is a friend of mine, and she prays tahajjud all night. She worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all night. Rasulullah ﷺ, from his face it was apparent that he did not like this introduction. So Sayyid Aisha asked him, Ya Rasulullah, is there anything wrong? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, tell her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes the small deed which is done consistently. So instead of praying all night one day, it is better for her to pray less but pray every day. Meaning better to pray tahajjud every day rather than pray all night one day. The small deed which is done with ikhlas and done consistently every day. And this is something which is very important to remember, that anything we start, we should not give up. Continue to do it. And the same thing applies also in a worldly sense, whether it is business, whether it is studies. It is the daily job which you do on an every single day basis without fail. Take for example reading Quran. Everybody, we all know we should read Quran. But in Ramadan suddenly we get very enthusiastic and so on, and you know, maybe even Allah gives tawfiq and we come and make aitikaf in some masjid and we sit and we read Quran all day, and then for the rest of the year you forget about it. Now instead of that, I'm not saying don't do that in Ramadan, by all means in Ramadan read more, but on a daily basis, if you make a niyyah and make a portion for yourself and say, I will read this much, but that, whatever that portion is, whether it is one juz, ideally if you read one juz every day, then you finish one Quran in 1 month. But if you read less also, it doesn't matter, alhamdulillah. But whatever portion you decide to read, then make sure that you read that portion every day, not one single letter less, not one single ayah less. Every single day you must read that much without fail. If you read more, alhamdulillah, but that much, and no matter what, whether you are traveling, not traveling, you are sick or you are well, or no excuse. Today I had a late night. Or no. Every single day you must read that much. If you are praying tahajjud, you start praying tahajjud and you pray 2 rakat, and you pray only 2 rakat, but you pray that 2 rakat no matter what. Now shaitan will immediately put this in your mind and say that the best thing therefore is don't start tahajjud at all. Because if I start, then I have to pray every day. So, ilaj sabse acha hai. Na rahe baat na baje baajri. So, don't pray at all. But obviously this is from shaitan. This is from shaitan. So, if you start and you find that maybe you missed, it's okay, start again. Start again, don't get discouraged. We all miss for whatever reason. Don't get discouraged, and very importantly, don't make excuses. Do not justify it to yourself. If you start a good deed and you miss it and you are feeling bad, this is a very good sign. You should feel bad. If you don't feel bad, there is a bad, that is bad. So if you are feeling bad, it's very good. So please continue, stay with the bad feeling, feel even more lousy, make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and start it again. Don't justify it. This is what shaitan does. Shaitan makes you feel good. So he justifies it. He says, oh, what is it? After all, it is a nafil. After all, only one day I missed. And yesterday there was this big reason why I missed. So somehow he takes away the bad feeling. Now this is a very bad thing. You should never allow that to happen. No. I made a niyyah, inshallah, I will not miss, whatever the reason. And that's why I'm saying deliberately, even if you are sick, please understand, I'm not giving you a fatwa, right? Therefore, all of these, there are fatwas against it, no doubt about it. It's not farz, it's not, if you are sick, even the farz salah, I'm talking about how do you get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do not get close to anyone by doing the minimum. You get close to anyone by doing more than the minimum. Minimum is only the boundary condition. You only enter, the door. But if you want to be called as a member of the household, you cannot be standing at the door. If you are standing at the door, then you are, at best, you are a watchman or something. You can't be a member of the household. A member of the household sits in the best part of the house. So, to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to do more than the minimum. Farz salah is minimum. Without farz salah, we don't even know whether there is Islam or not. So, farz salah is minimum. We are talking about more than the farz. And therefore, whatever deed we start, it is very important to be consistent in it. And same thing, as I said, applies in the dunya also. For example, reading. I mean, many, many times I have asked this question to, so many people, saying, what books are you reading? I usually ask the question, I say, how many of you want a fast-track career? And fast-track careers are not only in corporate organizations. Whichever thing you are doing, if you are an independent businessman, actually the pressure on you is even more, because in a corporate career, at least at the end of the year, there is a performance appraisal and your boss is asking you questions, or there is some pressure on you. But if you are an independent businessman, there is no one to ask you anything. So, but the question to ask yourself is, what in my line of business, what are the books that I read in the last 3 months? I always ask people this question. I say, tell me, what did you read? Whichever your line of business. Whatever your line of business. What books did you read relating to your line of business in the last 3 months? Most people haven't even thought about reading. Forget about even reading one book. Then how do you expect to get knowledge? Do you think it just comes from the air by breathing? Or are you expecting Allah to send Jibreel alayhi salam with some book for you? How is it going to come? If you are not going to read, how do you update yourself? In your profession, what are the professional journals that you are reading? And for all of these things, it is the issue of consistency. Issue of consistency. Which journal do you read on a consistent basis? And not just reading. Once you read it, what did you extract from it? I tell people, read a book and then write a review of this book. Not what happened in the book, I'm not interested in that. I know if I have recommended a book to you, I would have read it. So I don't want you to tell me what's in the book. I already know what's in the book. Tell me, what did you take away from that book? What is your learning? What did you extract from this book? And do that on a regular basis. Every single month, every single time period, you must be able to say this. What book did I read? What course did I attend? How am I upgrading my skills? How am I upgrading my professional competence? For most people, they do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And of course, excuses are always there. Oh, I was so busy. I was busy doing what? Busy doing what? Running around like a headless chicken? Busy doing what? You are too busy to improve your own career. I mean, what does it make sense? They are completely oxymoronic nonsense. You are too busy to improve yourself. So what were you busy doing what? Same logic applies in religion. Same logic applies in business, in career development, in personality development, in whatever development you want to call it. Consistent inputs. Consistent work. One single word, consistency. And if you can maintain this consistency, then we have quality. Consistency is the root of all quality. Take any quality improvement program, whether it is Six Sigma, whether it is TQM, whether it is ISO, whatever. At the end of the day, what are they measuring? They're measuring consistency. Can you consistently deliver this product? Once in a lifetime, somebody does a good job, it can be an accident. I mean, in golf, there's this term called hole-in-one. Hole-in-one is that you tee off and the ball goes directly into the hole of the next, goes into the cup of the next hole. Now, if you can do a hole-in-one every single time you tee off, then it's one of two things. Either you are a genius or there is your ball is fixed. There's something happening in the ball. Maybe you've got some sensor and you've got a magnet in the cup, so it draws the ball out of the air or something. You know, there's something wrong, right? A hole in one is a hole in one because it is a hole in one. It's an absolute accident, pure accident. So anyone can do that. It can happen. You just got lucky. But that is not the secret of success, because nobody gets lucky all the time. Nobody gets lucky all the time. You take the championship golfers and you say, how many holes in one did he have? And you will find everything, you know, maybe in his entire career, maybe he did it 3 times or 4 times. But you ask, how many times did he tee off correctly? You take Jack Nicklaus or whoever. You say, how many times did he tee off correctly? And you will say, almost every single time. Every single time his tee off is absolutely correct. He doesn't take half the earth with him. Why? Because of consistency. Consistent practice. And that is what makes you a champion, not a hole-in-one. What makes you a champion is that your tee off is correct every single time, not that you made a hole-in-one. And that's why it's very, very important for us to keep this in mind and say and measure. The secret of consistency is measurement. Did you do it every single day? You know, you have all these so many so-called self-improvement books which recommend to you timetables and recommend to you use, now we have all sorts of software for it. So use Outlook, use this, use that, this alarm system. The end of the day, it boils down to, are you going to get up and do it or not? Your timetable can sit on a wall, your timetable can sit in your diary, and it will still remain blank. So the end of the day, you have to get up and do it. By all means, use any tool, whatever makes sense for you, timetables and so on and so forth. I love lists. Lists make a lot of sense for me. There is a wonderful book called Checklists. See if you can read that. It's a very, very good book, and he gives some excellent examples of the use of checklists in things ranging from flying a fighter plane to cardiac surgery to all kinds of things. Lists are very, very useful things to have to measure consistency. So, but end of the day, have to be consistent. Whatever we do, we must do it consistently. And how do you ensure that? By measurement and saying, what did I do? So it takes a, what did I do yesterday? What did I do last month? And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, take the call of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where he said, take your hisab before your hisab is taken. He said, make your own account for yourself before you are asked to account for yourself. And that, of course, one day all of us will be asked to account for ourselves. But the best way of accounting for ourselves is to do this. Be consistent in our actions. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be consistent and enable us to do things in a way which are beneficial for us, because that small deed done consistently over time, it piles up and it adds up. And you will be surprised what kinds of results you get by that adding up. You will be absolutely astonished to see what kind of results you get by that same small deed which is done on a daily basis. It adds up, and you will be very surprised at the end of the day to say, oh my God, I actually did this much. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to work consistently and do that work in a way which pleases Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahim.